Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Stone Mountain, Georgia. I'm your host today, Karima Ali. We are very, very blessed and feel very fortunate to have 30-day segment of NCWCC launches the grassroots movement of the USWCC women-led economy. This description of the women-led economy is something that is going to be taking place from Washington to Chicago and around the world. We are asking individuals to tune in every day to kick off a grassroots movement within the southeastern states. This is the most important financial story of the next decade. This will be able to show how women consolidate our century of economic gains to focus on financial clout, placing our own ownership stamp on businesses, services, and values are driven to create a better world for all. The women's movement is far from over. In many ways, we have just begun. I am, again, your host, Karima Ali. And we ask everyone to tune in every day to go over a bit of information that is going to change the face of contracting. On understanding the report and going through 6 weeks of training under the U.S. Women's Chamber under the leadership of Margot Dorfman, there has been a tremendous global movement within the marketplace. And through that, it is very important that since June 2010 this year, the U.S. Women's Chamber released this transformative report on the women-led economy. We ask people to go to uswcc.org, and you can learn more about the women-led economy. We would like to take a time to thank the NCWCC Build a Youth Program that has an exclusive interview with Margot Dorfman. And one of the things that the youth are doing, part of our youth build program, is supporting a youth movement throughout the southeastern region and hopefully throughout the country. We're asking youth ages 18 to 28 to engage in a lot of festivities, consciousness, and movements that we are going to be having in and around the areas of Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama. The full report is something that I want to get into in order for folks to understand the whole undertone of what this really means for women businesses. And some of the things that make sense to the rest of business women will become more evident as the report begins to change each day the person's life. One of the things that I know for a fact is that the women-led economy has compared a variety of options and opportunities to bring the women-led progress for all into fruition. The new view of the women's economic leadership was basically set forth within a document that actually gives a very detailed area of what the overall objectives are of the women-led economy. And we wanted to just talk about the two recent widely read and discussed reports which focus on different facets for women's influence in today's world. The first is called the Shiver Report. It's A Woman's Nation by Maria Shiver and the Center for American Progress, and dated in 2009, which focuses on the influence of women in the workplace as being the breadwinners within the homes. And then the second is The Female Economy by Michael J. Silverstein and Kate Ferry, published by the Harvard Business Review 2009, which both focuses on the influence of women as consumers and how large corporations, large companies that can better tailor their products and services to women will be positioned to win when the economy begins to recover. So both reports present women in as tactic players within the business and society institutions, and make it become a big mega corporate driven consumer marketplace, bearing influence primarily on employees, family breadwinners, and consumers. Neither of the reports grasp the transformative opportunity that women now have to focus. And in leveraging their clout as consumers, businesswomen are to build economic resource and leadership institutions and to produce our own goods and services for consumption. This will lead to protect our own industry positions, shape our own employer's force, and to consolidate and leverage the gains we have made over the last 160 years to shape the world in a way so it can achieve a true, substantial happiness. It is very important that we understand that when you look at the reports, the Shiver report, there's differing views of women as employees and breadwinners. So we already know that women are the majority of the workforce. Institutions, we feel, should shape themselves for the needs of women workers for the flexibility of the care of the family. As we know, most this is very strong. 51% of households are ran by women. Again, men and families also benefit through increased work flexibility and increased money in the home when women work and they are paid fairly. So that's the Shiver's report. That's the part of the differing views. And as women as consumers, through the Harvard Business Review, the female economy, women represent the largest consumer market in the world. Women represent the largest consumer market in the world. Let's think about that. We buy everything. They say the United States is the largest procurement purchasing agency in the world. Women are the largest purchasing agency in the world. Companies should adapt their products and their services to better capture women's spending. It makes sense. Companies should also better understand the different types of women consumers and focus on untapped sales to women, which are worth trillions of dollars. Now, women as economic leaders through the women-led economy, women represent 30% of all firms in the U.S., and in Georgia they represent 33%. In the U.S., they control $4.3 trillion in U.S. spending and $20 trillion around the globe. As women consolidate our century of economic gains to lead with our financial clout, we place our own ownership stamp on how businesses and services and values are driven to create a better world for all. It just makes good sense for businesses to cartel their companies for the consumers that are spending as much money. After a century of hard work, women are still, believe it or not, struggling to achieve fair play, and an advancement of friendly family work environments, retirement, security, and business growth. But now as a transformative paradigm of opportunity has emerged, women now own about 17 million U.S. businesses and control the U.S. consumer spending market as one of the largest single economic force in the world. When we come together, and this is what this is all about, to consolidate our gains by focusing on tremendous purchasing power with women-owned firms, we will dramatically raise women's incomes. If you can't measure it, you can't be counted. So in a business influences, we put a stamp on the business, our employer marketplace, and then finally securing market-driven progress in fair pay and promotion, family-friendly work environments, retirement, and then the transformations of the consumption of how women's long past economic power will create a better world. One of the most important thing is that there is a yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yesterday, the pursuit of happiness, the women movement, was pursuing our own true and substantial happiness. That was yesterday. Legal protections achieved limited results. That was yesterday. And the women's ownership movement expanded our horizon through business ownership, which is pursuit of happiness. Now, today, the opportunities and challenges for women business ownership, asset ownership, and business market influence, women purchasing power, untapped opportunities for progress. The other most important things, target marketing and misinformation, distracting women away from our own good. Those are the opportunities and those are the challenges. Of course, that's the challenge with target marketing and the misinformation. So tomorrow what we see is that the women-led economy moving from the influence to the influencers through the transformation, taking our rightful place as mature major market forces as women, and then also leading us into a progress for all that brings a better power for the better of all the world, for people all around the world, and a call to action, which this segment is for, is a call to action to join and support the transformation of the future. We would like to also talk to you all about a very sincere letter that Margo Dorfman, the CEO of U.S. Women's Chamber, has given part of this report. And she says, I'm very excited to share the birth of a powerful new future with you. For over a decade, I have had the privilege of supporting the economic advancement of women and men through leadership as the co-founder and chief executive officer of the U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce. In founding the Women's Chamber, I vow to tackle big, bold, strategic steps that will make deep and significant gains for women. The last decade has been a time for great change as millions of women seeking greater opportunities for advancement and security and the ability to secure better lives for themselves and their families left the traditional workforce to establish their own businesses. But while many women have seen great success as business owners overall, our business revenues have not risen to the levels of our male counterparts. Even though women own over 30% of all the businesses in the United States, we account only for 4.2% of all business revenues. Concurrently to the great women's ownership movement, the movement of women from workforce to business ownership, I have witnessed several other important currents. Women purchasing power has grown exponentially as more women become breadwinners in their homes and as generation assets have transformed to women as heirs, but the long, hard-fought battle for equal pay, equal opportunity, family-friendly work environments, and access to business and credit markets has continued to drain our assets and put our families and our retirement and communities at financial risk. We have the opportunity to lead positive change today. I believe it is time for women around the globe to take a step back and view the power and opportunity of our new economic paradigm. For the first time in history, the number, breadth, scale, capability, and capacity of women-owned firms brings us to a new investment alternative. Instead of continuing our habits of purchasing reflectively in response to targeted market messages, it is time to align our purchasing power with women-owned firms to raise the revenues of women business owners and increase our business power and influence in the marketplace. To increase women-owned businesses, hire and employment demands, and work with firms who pay women fairly and care deeply about family-friendly policies and the economic advancement of women. By simply focusing on purchasing power towards women, we create a better world for everyone. The time is now. Our ownership of over 17 million firms in America alone gives us with many more options to advance our values on business marketplace. No longer must we plead with political leaders and the courts to protect our rights in advanced common sense, family-friendly work environments. Today, we have the opportunity to lead business marketplace by simply aligning our purchasing dollars with women-owned firms, thereby pushing and compelling market forces to compete for our dollars through creating better opportunities for women. The women-led economy changes everything. Through the ownership of the power of our critical mass and the unification of our collective strength, we are moving beyond being just a sought-after consumer market, taking our rightful place as the most powerful economic force in America to realize the benefits of the women-led economy. Women must stop reacting like a target market and begin leading a mature major market force, coordinating our business activities, building our own businesses and financial structures, and developing our own resources and acting together to protect our interests. Women-led progress for all. I know the most important financial story of the next decade will be how women consolidate their last century of economic gains to focus on financial clout, placing our own ownership stamp on how businesses, services, and values are driven to create a better world for all. The women's movement is far from over. In many ways, it has just begun. Sincerely, Margot Dorfman, U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce. Thought that was very, very interesting to just know the magnitude of the young lady that has been moving the U.S. Women's Chamber. I have had the pleasure of speaking and working with Mrs. Dorfman. She has flown into Atlanta, into Georgia twice already, one for the Georgia Summit to lead off, and then which was April, and then just last month, she was here August 17th, and the next event will be September 23rd, and following that, October 27th. The U.S. Women's Chamber has vowed to pledge an opportunity to not just spread the word, but
to allot people opportunities, women businesses, to take advantage of this economy. Georgia has over $55 billion worth of monies in and around the Georgia area. I'm going to take a moment to play Destiny Muhammad.
I am the voice of ancient calling, and the voice of all good tidings. I am the sound of angels' laughter across the moonlight bay. I am all you'll ever need. I am all you'll ever need. I am the wisdom of all elders. I'm the wonder in a child's eyes. I am a cool and gentle breeze on a warm summer's day. My faith, I'm all you will ever need. All you'll ever
I just wanted to play that one more time, guys.
I am the voice of ancient calling, and the voice of all good tidings. I am the sound of angels' laughter across the moonlight bay. I am all you'll ever need. I am all you'll ever need. I am the wisdom of all elders. I'm the wonder in a child's eyes. I am a cool and gentle breeze on a warm summer's day. I am the blessing you my faith. I'm all you will ever need.
Okay, that was Destiny Muhammad. I mean, I just love her. She is one of our executive, actually our national executive board members out of California. She is, her stage name is Harpist from the Hood. That's a wonderful harpist. Plays the harp and sings and produces, and has been very influential on our in our multimedia production with IATSE. And I got a caller on that participated and did more than participate, but lend a most gracious hand to our students and participants, and was very diligent in doing so much for the event that we held on August 17th, and I want to welcome Ms. Jan B. to the call. Welcome, Jan.
It's wonderful, and getting to meet Ms. Margot Dorfman and getting to work with you, Karima, was just really wonderful, and meeting the students there and working with them with the photography was just absolutely terrific. I had a great time and learned a lot.
Okay. You did come in. Could you let everybody know what you do and what how you participated? Just a brief outline of, you know, how your day started with this event and just kind of moving forward, and the folks that you made contact with there, a wonderful opportunity to do not just networking but to learn a lot from just getting it from the horse's mouth, so it won't be diluted. What would be a better gracious person is to get it from the CEO of the U.S. United States Women's Chamber was and all. So could you let everybody kind of know exactly a little bit of some of the outlay that took place that day?
Well, it started, I met with Antonio Choice of Choice Management. He was the one that brought me in on the program as part of a team. What I do is, one of the things that I do is I do professional photography. He had asked me to be there not only to do photography and to participate in the event. He knew that I wanted to meet Ms. Dorfman and also see the program. I was very interested in the event and the women-led economy movement. He knew that I was also interested in working with children. I've done a lot of volunteer work with children. He had also asked me to work with some of the kids that were going to be there with the photography and assist them in showing them how to do photography of the different people that were going to be visiting there and participating in the event. And also I would be networking and learning some things. And so I helped to coordinate some of that as well. We came and I met Ms. Pamela, who was also going to interview Ms. Dorfman, which she did. And it was great to get to see her again, and she has an event coming up. I met a number of wonderful ladies that are have their own companies that are interested in working with kids, also interested in, you know, women and their own businesses and networking and how to, you know, improve, you know, things that are going on in the Atlanta area and, you know, women businesses as well. Everyone had something to contribute while we were there. So, you know, we got there and people were coming in and getting settled. I met the gentleman there, and I'm sorry, but I don't remember his name right off the top of my head, that from Georgia Tech, that we had the facility there that helped us with that. I got to meet all the kids. Just so many people that I got to meet and speak with. I know there was one gentleman, and I don't remember his name right off the top of my bat, but his wife had sent him, he has a business and she has a business, and he was so sweet. He said, "Is it okay if I come in?" And I said, "Absolutely, come on in." But and when he got up and introduced himself, he told everyone, he said, "My wife sent me because she couldn't be here." But it was great to have input from him as well. So, you know, everybody introduced themselves and said who they were with, their company, they were representing someone, or if it was their company and why they were there. So it was really very interesting. There was a lot to learn, and there's just so much more to learn. And Ms. Dorfman was just a wealth of information and answered questions. She gave her presentation, and then afterwards there again, she was still answering questions and talking to everyone, and it was just great, you know, getting to meet all the people that were there.
And when you got a chance to take one-on-one photos and maybe just interact with them, we had about 80 women who came in, and it was at the Georgia Tech Hodges room. A lot of those women were really, really ecstatic about the news that they heard, and we had got a great amount of interviews from them. Some of those women were eager to get back to what's next, what's coming up next.
Yeah, well, they were very excited about all the things that were coming up next, all the different, you know, events, what was going to be coming up next with Margo, with you know, with the students and the things that were going to be going on with that. You know, they wanted to know when we were going to have the next event, which is going to be coming up real soon. You know, they were all very interested in all of it. They were excited about the photos. They loved the fact that the students were participating, that they were helping with the event, and just all the different aspects of it. I mean, it was really good all the way around.
You have great patience because I couldn't deal with all of that. That was just a lot of traffic and getting people to relax and just kind of letting it be more like a kind of a family situation where, you know, let your hair down, girls, it's not that bad. And a lot of women started just getting comfortable with the whole concept of just, you know, introducing themselves. And a lot of times women don't speak at events like that and network with each other. But I think the photography and having the live camera there and being able to just have the entire team available, and I think you made everybody very, very comfortable. I think that's what really broke it down, and we certainly appreciate just the whole presence of just making everyone in the room feel very comfortable to the point that they just really relaxed, because we had several women that was like, oh, no, don't photograph me. I'm not there, and I'm not that, but you talk to them, and they felt very comfortable enough to allow them to be photographed, and we certainly just felt that just the professionalism that your company and what you've done over the years, all that was just shown based on just being thrown in there. Because I know we threw you right in the middle of the wire. There. So we appreciate you just kind of, you know, letting everybody know that, you know, yes, I got thrown in here. But, you know, we really appreciate you working with the kids. Jonathan, he's an inspiring photographer. He's 18. And it was just nice to just have somebody work with a youth at 18 years old at an event of that magnitude with those type of women and influential women, women that could literally give them jobs and pay them very well. And so that could not have taken place without the mentoring that you gave Jonathan, because Jonathan is one of our quietest students, and you were able to get him to move around, and I thought, wow, Jonathan's moving. So it's just great to understand that this is a great opportunity for us to align mentors. Mentoring is more than just talking to a kid. It's doing what you did and being able to allow this young man to watch you work for a moment, and then you say, hey, now you see what I'm doing. This is what I need you to do. And that's how these young people are going to learn. They're not going to learn through classroom training. They got to be right there in the midst of it. And with these youth being in low income and at risk in the community and DeKalb County being a tier one, they would have never gotten an opportunity. I'm glad you know how you talked to Nathan and got him worry-free for a moment, because he had never been on a live interview with someone. Mm-hmm. So we really appreciate, and I think you get a lot of that because you are an actress as well, right?
Yes, I am. I do acting. I've been on stage and theater. I'm doing a lot of work as an extra right now, which is fun. I work with a lot of models and actors and actresses. And I'm actually, believe it or not, a retired nurse, but I've been into the photography now for over 10 years and just work with a lot of different people. And I do mentor a lot. I love working with young people. And, you know, I think the kids did a phenomenal job. They just jumped right in there. And the ladies were just absolutely fantastic. They were so cooperative, and when they realized that the kids were learning and working, they jumped right in there and wanted to help them and cooperate. And like you say, they just relaxed, and it was like a big hometown party. I mean, we had a great time, and it was a lot of fun. Everybody was just got into the spirit of the thing. You would have thought we were having a big family party.
And that's how people should. That's how these events should be. Everybody, just knowing the expertise that you have when it comes to being able to just get people to relax and know that, you know what, ladies, this is just like a little party here. Let us get together and exchange each other's information. And a lot of networking. A lot of people did a lot of things. Just being able to capture the content of the work that you do and watch you work and the work that you did with Ms. Dorfman. I'm gonna have to put that out there. I might get in trouble, but just keeping her eyes open through the photos.
She was
outstanding
precious.
Job. I'm sure I'm gonna get in trouble, but I just wanted to let you know that we really appreciate you working with our CEO because but the photos were wonderful. They are a part of the a DVD that's out. That will be airing live stream, actually on our new channel, the NCWCC TV channel, and so we really appreciate just the expertise of understanding. Now, the question I have for you is, when you walk in a situation like that, and you've been in all sorts of environments just over the years, and you see so many business women who are attuned to what's happening, because it's one thing to have 1,000 people in a room and 900 people leave not knowing why they were there.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the ladies, when they walked into the second part of the area where you were, they felt refreshed. They looked refreshed. They felt very good about what they had been to. The event was free. How did you feel about just being able to, you know, get these women just motivated and say, hey, ladies, hey, girls, hey, this is just a party, but we're business-oriented at the same time. Let's get to know each other. Where they started talking and networking, because at first they just kind of, you know, was going to walk out and just leave. And then we started, you made people really feel comfortable, you know, and that, how do you manage to do that when you're working in something like that?
Well, I have done a lot of volunteer and charity work through the years, and we've had a lot of events where, you know, you need to get people to talk to each other. I mean, obviously, we were all there for, you know, some common things. There were some things there that we all were interested in. And, you know, you'll find a lot of times that when you meet other people and start talking to them that you have other things in common as well that you want to talk about that may not necessarily be about what you're there for, but there are other things as well. And I always like to take the opportunity to introduce people around and talk with them and get to know them. And it's like I said, when I stood up, I was there to learn, and I really meant that. And the only way you're going to learn is if you walk up to someone and say, hello, my name is Jane. What's yours? What do you do? What do you know? And I've done that for years, working with other people, working in events. I love to get people together and, you know, help them to feel relaxed and comfortable to share ideas. It's always good to share. You can learn. I was talking to a young model actually today. I did a photo shoot today with a young girl that's going to start a career in modeling and acting. And I told her, I said, you can always learn from everyone. Everyone you meet can teach you something new. You may not, it may be something small, it may be something big. I said, but always feel free to talk to them and encourage them to speak to you and, you know, to come out of their shell. And I just really enjoy it. I love people. I love learning. And all of those ladies were so smart and had so much to give and so much to contribute. And once they started opening up and sharing, it was just fantastic. And they started forming their own little groups, and then they would divide up and make other groups. And it was just wonderful to watch it and watch everybody, you know, start to socialize and share. And I just had a great time. I was just in my element, and I love to do it. I love to do this type of thing. And the photography, too, and then working with the kids. And you could tell I was just having a great time.
With this new women-led economy, I know you've been here for a bit of about 15, 20 years on the planet, so I'm going to be just kind of direct with you. Isn't it about time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. I'm telling you, it's you know, I was working in the business world back when I guess I would say the first women livers came along, when women quit staying at home so much and they started getting out and having their own business. And, you know, you didn't go to college to find a husband, not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, you went to have a career as well as have a family and a husband. And back then it was pretty tough. And you know, it's easier now, but there are still obstacles to overcome. And, you know, this whole movement is very important, and I'm just glad to see it happen, and it's coming about. And like you say, it's about time. It's about time this happened. You know, women are out there. They're a force to be reckoned with. I know a lady that just recently came from California that's working with my daughter. She said that she specifically moved from California to Atlanta because, you know, it's out in the, you know, they, whoever they are, says that Atlanta is the up-and-coming place. If you want to be a woman in business, this is where to come. You know, the women are making a showing in Atlanta. They are a force to be reckoned with. And there's some very successful women in business in Atlanta and in Georgia. And so she moved here for that very reason, her and her husband both, and because her career is very important to her. And I was very proud and pleased to hear that, because I am a native Georgian. And, you know, and I think this movement is needed very much so. And I'm really glad to see it happening, and I'm excited about the whole program.
The overall part that you mentioned was just based on watching Georgia transition and watching the women leave the home and becoming breadwinners over the last couple of decades. With that transition, the infrastructure, our men folks here, are still resistant of that. I mean, and that's prevalent with the fact that we, in one sense, we do own 33% of businesses in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
We only are getting 4.2% of the market share. And so even though it's more of us than them, I think this is why Margo really, and I'm going to say this, feel that Georgia is probably the best, easiest arm to tackle, because we outpopulate the men.
Mm-hmm.
51%, 52%, 55% in the state of Georgia. And just being able to bring not the movement but the message, because in Georgia, once the message is out, people like the young lady that just got here, which your daughter, and your daughter is a wonderful young lady. Very, she is actually the poster child for our youth field program, because just meeting with her, just understanding that you put your daughter in places that have been able to help her as a young woman, as a teenager, and as a young woman to be successful, and you literally mentored and drove your daughter like my mom drives me. to no end. And what's her name again?
Marcella Whittle.
Okay, and she is she has been a part of all of your networking and all your social network building, that it really paid off for her too, with the fact that, and I just wanted to mention that this is how you know, I think this is a pilot parenting philosophy. You had her work with various people all around the area, and to the point where she got to college, she started working for somebody who kept her all the way for years, 10 years working with them, right?
Yes, absolutely. He did. Most certainly did.
Yeah, and she I think she said that she's more organized as an adult than she is anything else, because you had her working alongside of you as a teenager. And so people don't understand that take your daughters to work. That's what I'm getting at. So that you can create the new CEOs of tomorrow. It makes a lot of sense that you give your daughter, you know, the pampering. But, you know, without somebody like you being hard-driven for her, you wouldn't know where she would be at this stage. And so she was able to capitalize on your social network. And that is what some of the women-led economy is about. In determining some of the things that make sense to building a better financial economic empowerment. And so one of the things that I looked at is that there's a critical mass of unification that's taking place in Georgia collectively. And with your help and with our new TV deal, online television deal, we'll be able to capture that movement and get that movement out in the faces of women, because women are more visible. They're more visual type creatures than men. Once we visualize something, and with your help, and what I was just getting at with your help with the visualization of being able to capture just various events that's happening around the state and that we're going to be hosting, it's going to be very, very important. It's going to help progress this new target market that begins in making us more mature. Like, your daughter is very mature in terms of being a major force. So we're doing the same thing with the women-led economy, making us a major market force. And then just kind of chiming in on the fact that all the things that you've done in movies and film, you know, I think people don't realize the type of work that goes into movie and film. And I'm just kind of darting back and forth here that, we're not saying that we're going to make a women-led economy movie, but we might.
You never know. Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
That's right.
So when we get this critical mass of information to be able to unify our strength because of what we as women have, you know, you become a part of this multimedia launch on that day we also launched our multimedia production program. Officially outright with your help and the help of Antonio Choice and his team of folks and Irvine Inc. And those young ladies, you understand the visualization more than ever when you guys you've worked on films with Tyler Perry and various other people around the country.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand very much, especially being a professional photographer, how you actually make our consumers more comfortable in understanding things that they they take advantage of, pretty much. You know, a lot of women I saw when you were talking to them were just kind of tight when they walked in. I think some of those ladies were like, oops, please don't take my photo. And just when people start seeing people more visual, more comfortable behind the camera, more comfortable with your voice and understanding, people got more comfortable. So basically, I'm just alluding to the fact that the multimedia presence of the NCWCC is very, very important. And I think it's very lucrative as an organization, because we don't have organizations that are on this level to actually get the message out in a multimedia way. So that's just what I was saying by that. And I just wanted you to chime in about what multimedia really has done for you and what we're trying to do here.
Well, you know, it's really great. And, well, like, for instance, I said I did the photo shoot today with this young lady that was good. And one of the things I do with my photo shoots is I tell the girls it's a learning experience. And, you know, you take a photo and you show it to someone, and if you want to tell them what they're doing wrong, you can tell them all day long. But if you show them one picture and say, what do you see is wrong with this picture? And, of course, the young lady I was working with today, she looked at it and she said, well, my hand is wrong, my feet are crooked, and I look like I just swallowed something sour. And, you know, one photo will tell you everything. And so even with the ladies working with them at the event, you know, I would make a photo or Jonathan would, and we'd show them one. And then, like, I don't know if you remember the one lady that had on the green dress, and I said, now, if you're going to make a photo with us, you got to look good. And so I started doing her like I do my models and telling them some pointers how to stand, you know, because she said, well, I want to make sure I look good. And I said, well, let me tell you how. You know, and so not only was I teaching Jonathan, but I was telling them, you know, this is what you do if you want to look good in a photo. And, you know, several other people that had worked with me before, there was a lady there. Her name was Maya, and I had worked with her at another event at the Fashion Cafe, and she said, well, you know, I always look fat in the photos. And I said, oh, I can tell you how to fix that. And so I told her how to stand and pose, and she said, wow, I do look better. And so the ladies seemed to like that. And so when you're doing media and you show somebody, when they actually see a picture or a film or video, it has more impact, especially with women, like you said. said. You know, it's like they say, a picture's worth a thousand words. I mean, it is. You know, and so when you start filming and showing stuff and getting it out to people so that they can see what's going on, if they watch a video, it's so much easier than trying to read a lot of text, especially technical text. And so when you see it, you see a picture, you see a video, you know, it's just so much easier, it's more enjoyable, and you can relax and you remember it. You remember
it
a lot easier. So that's why I enjoy it.
As CEOs of companies, a lot of them are refined and laid back, and I think they're understanding that their picture needs to be on their website, their picture needs to be out on their brochures, their picture needs to be there, and they need to be comfortable. They need to understand that it's okay to be, a little bit nervous, but when you have professional people like yourself. Now, I'm so happy that we recruited you.
Thank you.
That it's going to make people very, very comfortable, because I remember one of the ladies that was just totally against being interviewed. She was like, no. So I sent her over. By the time I looked up, you guys had her with makeup on, and she had the best smile, beautiful smile and everything. She was very reluctant. So you... Between you and Antonio, you guys really, really, really made folks very aware. We got about 4 minutes left in the show. Could you tell everybody how to get in contact with you and your name, and if you have a website, let everybody know how to get in contact with you as well?
Okay. Well, my name is Jane Brun. It's Janebrun. My website is www.janie, Janie, B like baby, photos. Or JanieBphotography.com is the website. My email is JanieBphotos@AOL.com. My number to contact me if you want to call me on my cell phone is 404-642-2464. And just give me a call. I'd love to do photos for you, and we'll have a great time. We always keep it simple and make it fun.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Like I said, we have a few minutes left in the show, and I appreciate you, again, allowing me to put you on the spot. And participate. We will be doing a show for the next 30 days every evening at 6 o'clock, rain or shine, from 6 to 7:30. We will be interviewing various people from the past event and some of the other events, and we'll be having Margo on as well as some of the leaders of the new movement and some of the youth. So we really want to appreciate, we wanted to say thank you, Jan, for all that you've done for us, and we really look forward to this long-lasting relationship, and thank God you're here, because I can't do that with those kids. Even though I'm the program manager, program director, that multimedia, I like it, but I don't understand it. So I'm glad that we're wrapping ourselves around professionals. And, again, I'm just going to let everybody know that please tune in every day for the next 30 days from 6 to 7:30, and the segments is always going to be about NCWCC launches grassroots movement with U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce, a women-led economy. So I want to thank everybody. We're going to close the show out with Ayana, who is a young lady that owns her own label, Elise Entertainment. She is a very, very strong person.
slowly, please. If it's a dream, don't pinch me, baby. Could you let me sleep? As long as I see your face, I can feel your face. I count sheep forever.